We're starting now.
No, I appreciate your seat. And I have another person wandering around the LPA. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And two members are no longer. We still don't have a quorum, but it is.
You need 8 for a quorum.
Yes.
So I think we. There's still one
Lisa
other person sitting on something.
We'll have 8.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll have 7. That's funny, I counted 6 a second ago.
So exactly.
Like standing room only.
Yeah, same here.
That's all right, it's a good room.
I'm from the city.
Okay, are you the new member?
No, they haven't
not
appointed one
no.
yet.
Okay. You said that I am
There's a lady down there sitting next to Donna Smith. Right here. Sitting next to Donna Smith. Is that Donna Smith?
No, that's Yvonne Chan.
Okay, there we are.
Okay, guys. First of all, I'd like to thank Elliot, who has been doing double service, double duty, and everything else for the last month and a half, because I have, for some reason, got myself was unavailable. So I do thank him that he was invited to take over whenever I seem to be going down the wrong track, since he's been involved in the setup of the agenda and everything else. I am Nancy Carson.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Lavista, the Chancellor. Good to see you.
Dan Swartz, taxpayer representative.
Richard Slauson, labor representative.
Donna Smith, here.
College HVK 12 representative, school principal.
Tom Hall, with facilities planning and development with the district.
Thank you.
Loreline Johnson, coordinator for DCSC.
Kevin Jetter, Office of General Counsel.
Chair, vice chair of the committee.
Would you like me to introduce
yourself? Mona Field, a guest here today.
You're not a student representative.
No.
We don't have a member of the board on this. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 until Lisa gets back. Are there any public speakers today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many?
Just one?
There's one behind you there.
Four.
Alrighty. Amber, would you like to begin? I know yours is.
I just wanted to let everyone know that the membership for the student position will be filled on July at the Student Affairs Committee.
Great. Thank you.
You're the ASL president?
No, the
student trustee.
Did you have something here?
And how official does the resignation have to be?
Of the current
student.
Oh, are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Me? She can send me an email.
Laura, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. All right. Are all of the other speakers on the same topic? That want to speak?
Well, I guess we need to speak at item 6, then, Madam Chair.
Item 6.
Now is the time that you normally speak. And my question is, do you wish to speak now?
At item specific, number six,
we're allowed to speak at public fire trial.
Okay, so you don't want to do any public comment now?
No.
That was when we call item number six.
That's fine.
Thank
you. I just wanted to make sure I didn't offend anybody. Okay, approval of the minutes of 4:29.
We don't have a quorum.
That's true, but we can make some corrections if anybody has
one. We have eight.
I think we do.
Yes?
No, I think that gets us seven.
That gets us seven. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So we don't have anybody?
No.
And so we can't change the minutes in any way because we can't ultimately vote on them.
Thank you.
Anytime. I'm always.
He's turning something up.
I'm good.
I choose not to believe that.
Okay, everybody keep their eyes open. I'm praying for somebody coming back. I had to discuss with somebody from Sacramento, and they asked if we usually have a quorum. And then with the notes, we didn't have one last time. We had almost all these the last time.
We did eventually have one, but it took a while.
Okay, is this an information item, Tom and Elliot, or is this a decision item?
Well, I think part of it is a change in the way that we have recorded things, so I thought it would a little bit of opportunity to have you have some input on that.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a form that you should have that Laurelyn has worked on, and she was wanting to gain some. We don't have a form to vote on it, or I don't know if it even needs a vote, you know, but it really is a form that she's put together at the request of the committee. You know, to be able to record who was here, when they were here, how they voted.
Okay.
Right, because there was a concern. People wanted it recorded when they arrived, when they left, and they also wanted their names listed for each voting item.
So. Oh, it's in this package?
Yeah,
okay.
It's buried within it, but it's there.
You want to take a look at
it? I apologize. I'll find it. As I say, I got home very late last night, or this morning.
Are we starting this procedure with this meeting, or?
Well, if nobody has an objection, it seems like a pretty reasonable form to make sure that we know what happened and what our positions were.
Well, I think we should have. I think we should have formal approval of it and adoption.
My feeling is that it probably needs formal approval in case some people voted for it and things like that. And until we get one more member, then I'll set this over to the side here.
But you can certainly discuss it.
Discuss that.
Yeah, we certainly can.
That will take care of item 4A and 4B, right, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think it covers a two into one form.
Right.
Okay.
Had those who are here, do you have comments, questions?
Question. Yes. I have two questions. I'm Yvonne Chan, representing Michigan.
I have a quorum.
Quorum just walked in.
The two questions regarding the process. For example, it will be up to Michigan College to reappoint me first, yes or no? That's one.
And
but I think Tom is going to speak to that in item C, since we're all here. So
membership.
Did you want to finish this now that you have a quorum, or do you want to move on?
You are still here. We're assuming that your term is still continuing. It's not the end of June yet or anything.
Okay. No, she's asking about her appointment, and I think Tom will address that.
Yeah, but as far as this quorum, any comments you have on
sure.
this?
So we're going back to A and B, 4A and B.
I don't have a problem with it. We might all do as much record keeping as we need to decide that.
So do you want to approve this as a committee?
Yeah, why don't I call the questions? Let's vote on this, whether we agree to this or not. Anybody?
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? All of those who are abstaining?
Now, there's one other point that we discussed, though. We've done that. This does not undo it. Do we want to stop?
People comfortable using it now?
Works for me. Anybody opposed?
So is that our first item that we just voted on?
This is 4A and B.
Okay, they're going to use the 4.
So this is 4A and B, another pair?
Yes.
Okay. And then Tom can.
The one that we wanted to have you take a look at is the membership, and that's this form as you're looking through your stuff. Now, the way it's set up, and this is in the rules, is that you can serve two consecutive two-year terms, and then you have to go off before you can come back and serve on the committee. So this is to give you a snapshot of where. Now, we have a little bit of different process for how we select the people for the committee. One of the things, each college does select a representative, and that representative should be at the college so that they can bring things from the college forward. And so there's 9 representatives, one from each college, and it's an appointment of 2 years. and is discussed, and the president of the college would make a recommendation as to whether to continue supporting that person as the representative for the DCOC. What I'm thinking is probably in that case, you know, if there's somebody that really isn't showing up to the meetings, you know, then the president would probably say, you know, we need somebody that's going to be there to support that person going forward. But other than that, I don't know what the reasons would be. You know, so as you can see, there are expirations starting to happen this year. And we went through this a couple years ago where we had appointments and we had, you know, because we were actually at the end of the 4 years, you know, so we had a lot of turnover then, but we're going to see a few things start to happen as far as turnover. So the ones from the colleges, there's 9 representatives there. And then if you look, representatives are all appointed from different areas. And the recommendation for all these will go to the board for approval. And then the board approves them, and then they become a member for 2 years, or there's reason, you know, the committee would feel that they're not, you know, doing the appropriate thing, and then they can make a recommendation to the board to do something about that. But there's also, down at the bottom of your session, I need to let you know, there is some discussion going on as to whether that needs to be, instead of 2-year appointments, 1-year appointments, you know, because the students are in and out in a year's time, you know, and 2 years, a lot of times, the students already graduate here, you know, so there is some discussion going on about that, but there hasn't been a recommendation go forward with anything on that. But as you see, the different ones and the appointment and the expiration date, They're terming out this time, and it's pretty straightforward, the form. Now, is there questions that specific to the item?
I assume you
will. The president will be changed of president, and you know, we have not had actually adequate quorum to even select someone else to take my place. So in terms of bylaw or whatever the procedure, should the person, like me being here, continue until they nominate someone, or we just have it vacant?
Are you terming out as far as
August 1st?
Is that 4 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or beyond that, without taking a break in between there? And I know you know David Ratchery, who was on the.
Okay.
He actually went through these 4 years and then left, and then now has come back. Do you remember how long that was? It was at least a year, you know, that he was gone. So it wasn't a consecutive term.
So I would inform the president that
they
incoming one,
yeah,
that there won't be anybody come formal and procedure for mission to select someone.
And I did talk to all the presidents on Wednesday about this, and they have committed to stepping up that process. But if the president, I'm sure the president would like that.
Thank you.
We would like even just a temporary person put on until they make, if they make a final decision, because we have a difficulty getting a quorum, and so.
So it's a temporary
selection. The selection process, though, because of the timing of the meetings, I think yours goes off in August, right?
Correct. Right.
Our
August
next 8th. August.
Good.
First. Okay.
And our next meeting is August 26th.
If it's done before August, I'm sure there'll be somebody in place by October. You know,
okay.
Because we have to go through the board action process, too.
Anyway, appreciate if you would talk to your president and talk to your committee and see if they can be before August.
Now, question, Tom, do you want us, those of us who are in the yellow, who have the option of serving a second term, yellow on this chart. Do you want us to just let you know through Laurel Lamp?
Yes, and then we can confirm it with the president, and if they're okay with that, you know, then we just move that forward and reappoint.
Harvey Burke has already said he's going to discontinue his conference anymore.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll get another one.
She does.
She does, that's right.
For those of us who are appointed by the community college board, I'm off in November. Hopefully this is enough time for them to because I remember it was a long process before I got really, well, I don't know who notified the board that this is up and coming, putting it on their agenda. Maybe I have to find someone, and then there's a vote, and so.
Yeah, this will be the end of his 4 years, so we'll have to. There's two at large.
To notify so that they can.
Yeah, they have to find someone to replace me for that. We got to give them some time.
Right. Yeah. I will take care of.
Mona's here.
Yeah, Mona's okay. Here too.
I'm listening.
We'll take care of notifying the board for you.
Okay. The board of trustees.
Yeah.
The magic of board.
So the full process takes about 6 months.
Yes, especially if people are busy. And go ahead.
If I might, for the reappointment, do you want us to provide a letter saying that we wish to have a second term?
Actually, if you just let us know on this, if you're in a large or a rep, just let us know in there that you want to continue, and then we'll flip it to the board, and then the board votes on it.
On what form?
Just on this form, that's fine. And just turn it back on the board.
You've got major responsibilities now.
City College's representative, if you notice, has also resigned from his position, so I would like City College to try to act on something.
Right, we notified the president, so.
This one doesn't require anything other than discussion. I think it's a good time.
And we'll try and keep everybody. Bruce are going to rotate off so that they kind of know ahead of time.
Yeah, I guess we should have used this form before our first vote that we took, which was the vote to use this form.
We did that. I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You anticipated what we should have been doing.
Right. Okay, annual report is the. I want to finish off number four, and then I'll go back to the minutes. Annual report,
We have, at the last meeting, we had volunteers in addition to you and I.
Okay.
And I think there were two or three others in the minutes.
All right.
And what we need to do, though, is coordinate with your office so that we can get together and coordinate how we get this out in a timely fashion. We haven't done that yet except to acknowledge the fact that it needs to be done.
And I sent out a request to all of the college project managers for a list and the timelines on those projects. So I should be getting that back in a couple weeks.
Very good, because I know you did a lot of work on that last time on the report. Well,
Madam Chair, it might be important to know, in addition to the work of the committee, if it's helpful for Tom and me to carve out a piece of our agenda building meeting, mm-hmm. once we've started to have our preparation, refine the work of the committee or find out where to assist it, you'll have, I think, the two right people in the room to get the work done. So,
that's great.
We need to probably set up an initial meeting to see what pieces we want to do.
Tom can work with you on that.
Okay. And the people that are on that committee to put it together.
And again, that can be side by side with the meeting Tom can schedule with you and Elliot to plan the next PC.
Okay, so Harvey Burton volunteered. It was my understanding he wasn't going to continue. So, is that your understanding? Okay, because he's on there, and I think he's not going to continue. So that would leave me, Courtney, and Esteban. If there's another person who wants to serve on the committee,
I would like to help you.
Oh, thank you. You do. Anyone else? Okay. All right, then I will work with Tom and whatnot and see if we can find a date that is. I'm open now, so I'm very flexible.
Okay.
the minutes and get them approved from the last meeting. Yes?
I think Laurelyn just went to make copies of the amended ones that Elliot had sent. So
I think most people should have received
they
a copy.
They should have received it, yeah.
Yeah.
To make sure that if anybody wanted a copy, she's.
All right. I'd like to know if there's any corrections, additions, and whatnot. I wasn't here, so I'm...
To the amended copy.
To the amended copy. No. Not hearing anything.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes as submitted?
Aye.
And I abstain. All right.
I'll make sure you put that on your...
By the end of this meeting, we'll be training it.
Somehow. All right, let's get on our way then. Upcoming meeting dates are on here. I think it's an information item, unless there's any problem. I have already asked Elliot to have planned on the 4th Friday for the meeting, and it's the 3rd. Are there any questions? And survey results, I don't know, is that yours, Laura Lynn?
I had 6 responses from the survey that I sent out. And so basically it seems that, Fridays as the day, and it seemed that people preferred 11 to 1 as opposed. 11 to 1 and 12 to 2 were the preferred time. Right. So, that's it. There you have it.
Well, is there anybody that is present attending this meeting right now that has a preference of one over the other? And if there is no...
I have a preference for 11 to 1.
You have a preference for 11 to 1. Do you want to try to get support for your position and move away on it?
My preference for 11 to 1 is that who's traveling just tends to be done to a meeting during that period instead of traveling to the meeting as 12 approaches.
It works for me.
It's some that those who have offices to meet from.
Well, I know. I'm not saying it's a solution for everybody.
I'm just trying to be fair here. All of those who are in favor that we change our time.
Yes, sure.
The student trustee had a comment.
Because it interferes it's 9 to 12.
A person who would represent students would not be able to be here punctually at 11. That's what they want.
Or 12. If the meeting runs from 9 to 12. That person would be first available at 1.
No, they're right here.
They're right here.
Okay. I understand that.
Okay, having heard that, it sounds like in order to have our forum, we need to start at 12. Is anyone opposed? Not seeing any opposition, we will keep it from 12. I asked. You don't like my executive decision? Okay, Inspector General, there she is. And who are next on
the speakers? We have the public speakers on this item. Did you want to speak first, or did you want to just wait until after the presentation?
Wait
after. Okay. So the speakers will come after the presentation.
Thank you. I'm here to update you on our progress so far from our annual work plan that we presented to the committee in February. And what I'd like to do is go through some of the accomplishments that we've achieved since February. The second phase of the whistleblower campaign was completed. We now have information and posters on every bond program in some of the central administrative areas of every campus. And I'm happy to report that we've been getting a steady stream of calls from a variety of sources, both students and faculty and the public. So I feel that we've gotten some program a little bit further and in more detail. We currently have about 30 whistleblower calls total since we've started the program. And of those, since I'll jump to InvestiCalls, we have about 5 ongoing investigations just based on whistleblower sources alone.
Have I reached a conclusion at this point?
We have, and I'll go into detail on that when I get to the investigation section. We have. So as far as the audits go, of the 9 audits that we're performing this year, the first 4, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are ongoing. We expect, and coming to a close, the first 2, so I expect that by the next meeting we will have audit with those audits. And there's a correction on number 7. We have, in fact, started the bond fund risk assessment of the program. We are about 20% complete since this report was issued, and so we currently have 5 ongoing. So we're very busy. but we're in review.
Tom, would her reports have any place in the annual report?
Yeah, I'm sure that it would. Yeah.
So you will help us get what information would be necessary, because we were going to try to have the annual report done by, what, the end of August? Or the end was the goal?
I'm not sure we were definitive on the closing, but right. I think that we were trying to work this through as close as possible to the end of the fiscal year.
Right.
But I think most of it, as I recall the conversation, it was mostly on the composition of the committee and its purposes.
When was the fiscal year end closer?
So when was last year's issue? November,
June 30th.
December?
It was, October, November.
Yeah, right.
But it was the first one that.
It was the first one. It took us a little while to get ourselves together.
Yeah, because June 30th.
Have all the data until. But the big question was when we would have all the data. And so.
Well, a lot of the collection of information Laurelin sent to the campus is asking for a lot of that, but we need to incorporate some of the stuff that Christine's doing.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry to
interrupt you. Oh, no, that's fine. You're expected to interrupt me. Is there any specific questions on any of the audits?
Yeah.
Right.
Two questions, not on these audits, but on things that are not being audited. One of them is going to come up later with, but you'll hear it more specifically and phrased differently at that time, the monitoring of construction plans versus construction schedule. In other words, is construction proceeding according to plan, both financially and schedule-wise, but you'll hear more about that later. The second is, are we planning any sort of ethics or infractions that the LA Times wrote up, some of which, not all of which, and I'm not suggesting it's widespread, seem to be seem to have some validity. Now, the first thing I have to ask, though, and I'd ask you as counsel, is that within our view how you construct the construction process, but I don't know if from our responsibility statement that's a legitimate topic.
Well, your charge is to review the program to make sure that the funds are spent in accordance with
right.
Proposition 39. The ethics audit, I think if too broadly outlined, mm-hmm. wouldn't go beyond that scope. Things, but I think we just have to be careful as to the scope of that.
You could help us if we decide we want to do this.
Certainly.
Scope it in a way that's consistent with our charter.
Certainly.
Okay.
Well, and to add to that, just on the topic of ethics and the conflict of interests that were brought out by the Times, in fact, on audit number 3 and audit number 4, as to the selection, how contractors are selected, is there a conflict of interest check between the scores of the bids and the, you know, do they have a conflict of interest on what they're in of those two audits?
And that's good, but there's still a component, unless you tell me otherwise, that is not addressed, and that is somebody's cousin, you know, being hired by that contractor.
Yes.
Because of a conflict of interest. Now, is that covered by what you plan to look into? If not, I think it's still A for this committee.
I agree.
Kenneth, if I might ask a question on that, are you saying that if there was an ethics violation, that is a subject for the district and the Board of Trustees, but the Oversight Committee, even if that as long as the money was spent properly and the project was on schedule, this committee would not have a interest or the ability to recommend?
Given your charge, it's a close question, but I'd have to say no, because your charge is to make sure that the money is spent. Certainly, it's something you can look at if there's a conflict of interest issue there. But if the money was with the requirements of Prop 39, then the conflict of interest issue and resolving it or dealing with it would be something that the Board of Trustees and the district would have to handle. But it doesn't appear on its face to fall within the purview of this committee.
I have a problem with that.
Would we have a place in asking the board to look at something that...
Absolutely.
So this will be, and you're helping us scope something that is appropriate for us, which will allow us, if not, to review the issue of conflict of interest in hiring personnel as opposed to company trustees.
And certainly, you can always do that, yes.
Is that a satisfactory resolution?
Well, I would think that we would want to go farther than that. And, you know, our role is making recommendations.
Right.
That we would make a recommendation at the behest of the full
I think
this body.
I think he's allowing that.
Yes. In fact, the current law and the board rules for the DCLC allow members of the committee, to representative of the committee, to make recommendations to the board. So that's certainly something you can always do.
But considering the limitations of time, space, and energy that we all have, I think it is more likely, though, to undertake certain investigations of this nature that she's not currently contemplating on our behalf. And if our conclusion is that this is worthy of a recommendation to the board, we would do so.
Sure. And there's one limitation on your authority to direct the inspector or performance auditor or financial auditor. You have to go through the chancellor. So your request would be to the chancellor to retain the
person. And we've had such discussions with the chancellor, and he has told us, and again, tell me if I've overstated, but that we have that authority.
Yeah.
Let me just make a comment that I think could either run concurrently with the question that was raised or perhaps supplant it. And that is that one of the four charges that has been issued, that have been issued to the building body of ethical issues, conflict of interest issues, issues pertaining to abuse of position. The example was made about the letting of contracts improperly. It's the full forward that the eventual report of the building program review panel will be shared publicly. And this is likely to be one of the first stops that committee report would be placed. So, you know, we are looking at that already, and that already addressed the panel with respect to the assistance she can provide in this regard. So, you'll have to decide among yourselves, you know, how you want to spend your dollar, so to speak, in terms of time.
And the only reason,
but,
I'm sorry.
But the issue is, of course, stays to me and to the panel. So it will get a thorough vetting, I can assure you, a thorough vetting, because if in fact, and this is true, one of the purposes of the panel is to address the restoration of quality, continuous improvement, growth and development of the district, we must address in certain report.
Let me ask you then in the context of your comment. Since the building committee, the special committee, is of finite duration, when that duration is over, is there a role for in that subject, or is it already? Well, just as an oversight committee, then should we continue that effort since no one else will be doing it in an oversight fashion after the tenure of that?
The heart of the answer to that question is this. I think that we're expecting that the panel will provide recommendations for me to consider. I can't imagine but those improvement of ethical standards in the program. This is an excellent example of why I formed the panel. I want an independent response to some of these critical issues. So, you know, again, I think that to the extent, you know, their report doesn't satisfy you, that, of course, there could be for the Board of Trustees, is the IG's workload and the priority of the workload that the board has directed. So I think it's a matter of, you know, juggling all those
Is it then a subject to be revisited?
Yeah,
after
I think it is.
If that committee
I think
ceases.
It is.
Okay.
And I think I'm looking at, you know, we can make a note in the minutes, Madam Chair, to revisit this question, try to gauge the satisfaction level of this group vis-a-vis the recommendations of the panel, and then we can determine whether further study is needed.
Okay.
But again, I want to just reinforce that it wasn't by as among the four primary concerns that we have with the need for continued bond program improvement. So it will get its due consideration, I can assure you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Latterly and Dick on that point, but mine is more to the IG about workload. And I work for a bureaucracy, and generally the person that's working on will get to than others. So I hope that you also have the flexibility or autonomy to go out and search for things that don't come to you, even though you have a big workflow. And one of the most frustrating, there seems to be more rules about what we can't do than what we can. And and I'm sure there's excellent reasons for it, but for example, this discussion, ethics, and the inappropriate way money's being spent does fall within that purview. And unfortunately, we can't get our own lawyer to get our own opinion, because I think you can get 10 lawyers in one room and get 10 opinions. But at the end of the day, it's really frustrating for this committee, especially after the articles came out. We're sitting here saying, yeah, we would have liked to look into that or look into this, but we're also being told most of the time, you can't do this or that. And IG, if they come up with things that they want to investigate and look at, that you give them the flexibility and freedom to go look at it in the context of the work.
Let me just talk that, because I'm also in that bureaucracy group. So I hear you. I hear you. The point on it, and appearing to be stuffy about it, is that my primary job here is to ensure that the work of the IG, I feel awkward with you sitting next to me about this, is that her work is aligned with the directives of the board. So the board has approved a work plan with a work schedule, and because the board is her primary responsibility. So that's not slighting this group or any other group that she might go to support, like the panel I mentioned. So I'm hearing this board's interest, and I think that if we can, again, address it in alignment with the work of the panel, if more work is needed, we'll do it. But again, I need to be sure, as the board's representative and its main conduit to the IG, that the assigned workload and schedule, are considered.
Yeah, and I'd like to add, the annual work plan is primarily the audits that we will deliver this year. Those are prescribed, and those are the priorities of the board. On the investigation side, I obviously will decide and choose the priorities based on the seriousness of the allegations that I'm seeing. And sometimes, and probably in the last couple months more, that we pretty much know how the program works and who's showing a higher level of risk for the district. And just to talk, can I segue into investigations?
Sure.
We have delivered four investigation preliminary reports to the chancellor over the last, 45 days or so. And we are going to go through them to be able to issue to the board and to this committee our findings from those investigations, because we do want to tell you and update you about specific areas that we've looked at and what we found.
When can the committee anticipate that we would get the report from you at the August meeting?
It would have to be at the next meeting.
And I just want to bring up something here, because I think we've discussed this before, and this is my understanding, and I bring it up again because it's a touchy issue, and that we have been told by the Chancellor that if there is some issue that we as a committee as a whole, not individuals, but as a whole vote on something and we want to task the IG, we can do so. That may precipitate a discussion of resources and other things, but at least we can express our desire and start that ball rolling. And the second thing is, I don't think that we have been convinced by any of the discussions that we do not have the ability to request a lawyer for ourselves if we, in the end, decide that we need one. I don't think that's a closed issue. Again, that will precipitate a resource, and he is still open to us. Does anybody see that as otherwise? I thought we've discussed that several times.
Well, I thought that that was an issue that was a part of the subcommittee that was established. Wasn't it one of the discussion fields that came up, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
As a report later in this meeting?
Yeah, it was the next report.
So, but yes, I think that was an item that was discussed at length in the last meeting that you
okay, I'll go ahead and try.
There's no questions on specific audits or the update, then I'd like to talk about the Vandekamp public report.
Okay.
I'm just going to go through the executive summary, talk a little bit about we were on the Vandekamp project in November of last year, November and December. The project itself has spanned 10 years, so there was quite a lot of documentation that wasn't in one. A while to get to gather all the information, we had conducted about 20 interviews of staff and consultants and people that had been working on the project and are currently working on the project. Simply, you've read the report, and the project itself was funded by all three bond measures and COPS money early on, and some original money that the LA City College had in their budget that was transferred. The funds that were allocated and approved for this project was $81,547,000, and the expenditures have exceeded identified for the project by almost $5 million. The project is in the, and Tom can update you on, the project is in closeout, and we are still negotiating some costs related with construction to close that. There is an additional $4 million so that at the end of the project, the project could have overspent its allocation by about $9 million. So I will tell you, during the course of this review of the money, the questions have come up as to what kind of controls allow this, the differences in what was being reported for the project throughout the years and through the various transitions of project and program management. And one of the findings was that the bond money, although managed by Build LACCD in their accounting system, there are certainly that are not all reconciled and lie in one accounting system. Property, in fact, is paid out by the chief finance officer's office. The chief financial officer's fund their accounting system, so sometimes the two systems do not talk to each other. It's meant to correct that, and they are in the process of putting together a process that will allow for the reconciliation so this doesn't happen again. That, to me, is primarily where the difference is in what was being reported and how much we thought we had to spend that we overspent the money.
Excuse me for interrupting. The override is related to additional property acquisition as opposed to cost overruns on construction?
No, I'm saying that the majority of the differences between the money that was reported versus like, they pretty much thought we were within the allocated amount. We actually weren't even in the allocated amount. Now, as to due to a number of reasons, as to scope changes throughout the project and decisions made on design and redesign and the fact that it was a historic building and it required a number of issues and areas to be reworked.
Okay, so most of the overrun is largely related to construction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Any other questions on this?
No, just a reminder to all of us, we also have a gracious offer that any one of us, if they so choose, and if we can find time on your schedule, can visit you, you can send us that office and discuss any item of interest or that we have concerns about. We just have to make sure that she's available at the time we want to meet with her. This is individually.
That's great. One of the things that, that I would maybe use this report that could use it as an illustration of sort of a new direction. I think you're aware that there's some stated disbelief that you didn't have the information you needed for the tasks you have at hand as a member of this body.
In the past, I think.
In the past, whether it's in regard to the construction of the annual report or even your ongoing understanding and monitoring of the program. Christine, are encouraged, your time permitting, through your chairman. I hope that you will be aggressive as you digest both this presentation and the earlier written report that you received, and asking for any other information you need so that when you issue to you by the IG in your annual report or in other settings, you feel you can do so from a position of strength. Namely, you have the body of information you require to speak with authority. Let us use, simply stated, this as one of our first works together, that you were not provided the information that you needed. So you've gotten, I think, a good volley here from the IG. Look at the report. If there's more you need, I know that Christine and I and Tom will do our best to provide it to you.
We've acquired several properties that are, but most of the acquisition is for the Vandekamp building and additional land that's now part of the campus.
That's correct.
Okay, yes, Lisa.
Well, I have a question. Purpose. And that is what has always disturbed me on the Vandekamp issue, the fact that it was to have been a community college, and where this diversion that it became now a work source and a high school and not a... lost with
well,
that.
Maybe then you need, if I could just answer my own advice that I just gave the committee, maybe you need a briefing on the connection between what you're defining as a diversion and the status of the LA City College budget. So future meeting, there is still need after all this time for improved clarity on why BDK has the shape it has now as opposed to its original design. I say bravo. We can arrange for that briefing so that this question...
Off of that briefing, we recognize that something wasn't copacetic, so to speak. Will there be a re-change then of the purpose for which it is currently allocated to make it into a community college?
Well, that is another question Todd wanted to answer to get to your main issue, if I hear you correctly, is how the change in scope of the program occurred. Okay. And why certain arrangements were made to facilitate use of that space. Some are critical of the current use, to be sure, but the use of that space. So if, in fact, through your chairman, that we can absolutely facilitate a history lesson on how the original scope of the project was altered, that's easy to do.
And we've sort of taken a snapshot of that in the background section in the report to try to give you one of the summary of all the events that happened for us to understand how the project became what it is today.
Yes. So this project, as you stated, was funded through the three bonds and the COP.
And state money.
And the state money. Then all the overruns also proportionally.
Fund sources were spent.
Yes. And then in regarding to your question is, I recall that we had a very long meeting at the Bandy Camp site, right?
Yes.
And with a visit. And, it was kind of clear to us of the changing needs of whether students or the population there, as well as the financial, issue that kind of pushed a certain direction. So I do not know, design and how well you want to design it, how much you want to, really forecast your needs and how you're going to go about doing it. With so many issues coming up, what is the flexibility of the community college district or anybody that deal with this change of course and re-change back, who knows, and re-change back. Is there that kind of flexibility when the voters vote on this? Do the voters know?
Is that our response? Can I make the whole essence of this issue is whether or not
should it have been built?
Certain entities have the authority to make this change. So in your presentation that you give chronology, that's fine. But if there's some code or session that says that the body that approved that had the authority to approve it, you could connect it with each of those changes so that I think at least this group here will have some comfort of where it came from.
Yeah, and now you're taking the question to a different... We have to introduce one caveat here, and that is that, of course, some of this discussion, or what is peripheral to it, is in litigation. So this question that was just asked is a very narrow question. That one we can answer, I think, without any harm, any foul, in regard to litigation. What caused the diversion, as to use the member's word, from the original intent to the current, or is a different level?
And what everyone keeps asking.
Exactly.
That's why it keeps coming
back. And I think that to the extent that that can be discussed with advice of legal counsel in a way that doesn't impinge upon the restraint we must show on matters that are being litigated against us, we'll respond.
I really need the actual facts of what has occurred and that have everyone on the same page other than just what's in the report would be very beneficial. So then you can ask the questions that need to be asked based on having that foundation. It's common to not be sure. Absolutely.
The fact that there was litigation, the poor community is the one that really educated us that there was going to be a lawsuit. And somehow we will
We better have that discussion before or after you provide us your report.
We can have that discussion at any any time. We have all the documentation, so at any time.
So we could have it at the next meeting then?
Available for the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay, can we put you on the agenda?
Do we want to do a briefing, or we why don't we talk about how we would want to set that up? So we can talk about that after
the agenda. But I'll talk as we build the agenda again. You might want to double check whether that's a common interest. If you have one member who thinks it's an interest.
I would like to put Vandekamp to bed once and for all.
Would you speak louder because your sound is...
I'm sorry. Us committee, once and for all. We spend at least half the time, maybe more, talking about it, and it never seems to get anywhere. So I would like to have a denouement meeting where we get on the same page, want.
So it sounds like we're going to try and do it for the next meeting in the appropriate format as you discussed.
Yeah. So when we put the agenda together...
Yes. I agree with Dan's comment. I think that's why I offered what I did. You know, it, explaining an answer to that, I'm willing to invest the staff time to do that.
I would like to give up the agenda.
It's got to be a group thing.
Well, how many are in show of hands? How many would be interested in doing that? And I think it's a broad topic. It's a broad, like, one time or another.
We're putting our agenda together on how to go about it, if that's all right with the committee. What else do you have to do, Christina?
I'm complete, thank you.
We have to do the public speakers.
Yes. Well, yes, well, okay, we're public speakers, do you have any time? Okay.
We're going to prepare a public summary for you at the next meeting.
Okay, and we have a total of 15 minutes.
We'll give 5 minutes apiece.
5 minutes apiece, okay. And you're going to give it to my keeper, Lorna?
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon. Laura Gutierrez from the Vandekamp's Coalition. What a bother. We just keep on going on and on. And, you know, as long as any facility, I think we owe it to the taxpayers of this state that pay those taxes every year that this money is being spent properly. I'm sorry, we're such a bother. The needs of the community have not changed. There's still a need for adult accredited and non-accredited education. Again, wondering why this change occurred and the legality. Unfortunately, when the elected officials that we went to said, yes, there is a problem, but we have no money. We have no funding to do an investigation, so the community should do a lawsuit. So that's what we did. On behalf of our community, on behalf of our young adults, on behalf of our future education, and get a career, something that they can go and function and live on. Not get a job. A job is okay, but a career and an education goes on for a lifetime. Transparency is another issue here. You're talking about doing all these committees and so forth. I was a little taken back when I was told that it would need to be passed through legal counsel to approve me getting an agenda packet. Is it just only me because I'm the Vandekamp's Coalition, or will this public?
Agenda packet for this meeting?
Yes, for this meeting. Another thing, on the IG report with the VDK, why weren't members of the VDK Coalition interviewed? Why weren't instructors at LAC for over 10 years interviewed that had a lot of experience? You interviewed a president that came in that knew nothing about Vandekamp's except the problems that we've been giving her because we wanted to find out why this bait and switch was going on, and who told one of our committee members to go F off. So, you know, there's other things there. We had elected officials working with us for years. Why didn't you interview them? And you made a statement here about the exercise by LACC Foundation. Not so. That's federal money that was acquired by grant by Representative Xavier Becerra. So, you know, I'm just not understanding here. You know, there's still a lot of discrepancies. Having more meetings than the four meetings that you were having before. I applaud you for wanting to have your own legal counsel. And, you know, this budget crisis, you know, it's really become a hindrance here. But you're saying that members of your committee, can members of the public, the coalition, can we make an appointment and sit down with you and discuss this?
Of
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We will be calling you. Great. And then another issue here, and I just want to throw this out to you because you were talking about candidates for the DCOC, more specifically. I just contacted Scott Folsom. You should remember him. He came to speak to you. He used to be on the LAUSD Citizens Bond Oversight Committee. His term has ended there, and I guess in the Board of Trustees, he has gladly accepted being put in as a candidate for your at-large representative. So I would like to make this announcement here. Scott Folsom said that he would be most honored if he would be considered as executive for the DCOC.
How long has he been off the committee?
LACC?
LACC. LAUSD.
LAUSD. Just two months.
Thank you.
My term ended at the same time as did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
March was the last.
That's not a restriction for us.
No, it's not a restriction. I thought he was on.
Right.
No, he sent out this editorial about your legal counsel, and we sent an email. We don't have all the email addresses of the DCOC, so I just like to pass this out, and it's just a little opinion and information timeline, and also you asked about the independent committee where Fred Harris was on that committee. The email is there where he knows that Jamila Moore, and they're discussing state money and where it is. Thank you very much.
You can leave them and we'll just pick them up.
Oh, okay.
Where's our time? This is better.
I got it.
I mean, I don't know what
we're on. Oh, it's 108. It's 108.
How many minutes?
She spoke for five. She's done. Yeah. I said time, sorry, not loud enough.
Is there another speaker?
Yeah, me. Let's finish with this. Too much disturbance.
Oh, sorry.
Just trying to help you.
Just if I could make you just one question.
Sure.
Our general agenda, maybe not the whole package, isn't that supposed to be posted in advance on our website?
The agenda was posted. They're having it downstairs. That's available for public. I don't know who she contacted, but it wasn't me. So
Jeffrey Greenman, who was told by your legal people, he went back to them, and they told him they had to review it, and all she asked for was the agenda and the packet, which the public should have.
Sent the request to me. Camille told me to provide it to anyone who asked for it in advance.
Mr. Greenman, who is the legal person there, told her that.
But just for general information, the agenda is posted
online.
And I don't want to take it that way.
The agenda, but not the whole packet. Okay. The whole packet, which I believe. Somebody asked a question.
I did. Much sorry.
Okay. I have here for you a report that the Vandekamp Coalition put together a while back. Now, mind you, we don't get hundreds of thousands of dollars. Spend our own money to make the copies. 118 pages each. It really hurts. But we have them for you. This is our report on money spent at Vandekamp. It's not a report on all the money because we didn't have all the documents. But not only do we give you a report, we give you how we came to that conclusion, what the actual documents were, change orders, things like that. Seems to me if us, without hundreds of thousands of dollars, can do something this good, certainly people who are paid can do more than give you something about that big with no supporting documents. If you had the supporting document, you would have known that there were a series of emails and press releases and documents referring to Becerra buying the equipment for the gym, which was supposed to be purchased. Maybe they don't want to talk about that since they don't let the community use it. So, there's just a lot of questions here. I sit here and I listen to legal continue, as you said, sir, that's exactly what the LA Times talked about, denial of resources and restricting of the committee's purview. I think LA, the legal department, I'm very of the things that you saw in the Times and you'll see here, had they not been getting such faulty, I think, advice from the legal department, would have never happened because they were clearly illegal. Okay, let's talk about what LACCD will let you look at. They will talk about how the money was spent. This shows you how $7 million was spent for tenant improvements. That is, I'm the tenant, and I say I want this, my, this X, Y, and Z in my space, and you'll see the tenant asking for it. You'll see them building it. That is not spending money for the configuration of the building that was designed to service the college student, to please the tenants at the bond's expense. That is not allowed with Prop 39. That is dead on with your charge. Another thing that we was talked about is the state money. Everything can't be in here, and we can't afford to copy everything. But there are a series of emails where it is clear the district cannot find out what they ever did with the $3 million. We have them. If you want, we'll try to copy them and bring them next time. If we have your email, we'll send it to you. They're very distressed in these emails because the LA Times wants to know what happened with the money, and they don't know. So that's money. How was it spent? You can't know because they don't know, because that's the problem. Ah, Laura says she has put the email in there. That's very good, because I'm glad she did. So you have a lot of problems. You have a district that wants you not to see things. It doesn't want you to see ethics. It doesn't want you to see conflict of interest. You already saw a lot more than it wanted you to see in the LA Times. The problems are there. And they want you just to, no matter how they did it, no matter how right or wrong it was $20 and it got spent, and where it was spent was, well, it was okay.
1 minute.
And I hope you continue to fight back. The last thing I want to say is, all due respect, sir, but I have a problem. Just because the district has stood in your way of getting a clear picture of what's going on with a problem doesn't mean it isn't a problem. Doesn't mean you don't just say, okay, we tried. We can't solve how to keep nuclear plants from melting down. We spent too much time on that. Let's move on and go on to another problem. You can't do that and be responsible that you move on from an issue if you're a committee with this kind of a charge. And I've been on committees with these kinds of charges. You can't just say, oh, you spent too much time, let's give it up. Imagine reading that in the newspaper about a committee. But sometimes that gives me, when I'm thinking of things, I think, gee, how would that look if I read about that? So do you want to read about that?
I wouldn't.
And I don't know the charge.
Are these charges part of the lawsuit that you're engaged in?
Some of them are and some of them aren't. But, you know, whether they're part of the lawsuit or not is completely separate from your charge to look at.
Okay,
I have all these for you. Would you prefer I put them here?
Yes, take please.
Them? Please do take them, because they have actual document, official documents from the district in here.
Do you want to everybody?
Oh,
yes.
Sure, I do.
Yeah, to the members of the presentation notwithstanding, I hope it's evident to you that with the behind-the-scenes work I'm doing with your leadership, my attendance here, my active participation, into any model that's a we-they model.
That what?
That is a we-they model. So you can take at face value the encouragement you're getting from a coalition member about demanding information. I've already said to you that I can provide outside of a litigation setting. I want to do that. So while I appreciate the encouragement you're getting from a citizen, know that I, who is the one that has access to the information, I'm the person that can provide it to you. And so I encourage you, you traffic with as you do your work, that you not be bashful about requesting information that you think you require.
Yes.
Is that suits filed and three have been dismissed and one continues?
If there are no further speakers, I'm going to move to...
is
there no speaker?
There's one more.
Oh, sir?
We have an attorney.
Laura, then are you going to be tempted?
Yeah.
I'm going to put these on the table because I think you should pass them down so that all the members of the speaker... Good afternoon, Daniel Wright on behalf of the Vandekamp Coalition. I have for your consideration a handout that is going around now that addresses one particular issue in the editorial that you've also received today that calls for the termination of LACCD's General Counsel. editorial concerns the ongoing refusal of the General Counsel's office to release what is known as the full capstone report. As outlined in the City Watch editorial, despite requests for copies for this full capstone report by many people, including the Van de Kamp's Coalition, they continue to claim that the full report is, quote, privileged or attorney-client privileged and under the supervision of outside bond counsel Fulbright and Jaworski. If you look at the attached, so you can see the email that makes that claim. Then if you look behind that email, you'll find Capstone Advisory Group, and you will see that Capstone reported to the chancellor and not to any attorney. In fact, Fulbright and Jaworski and Lisa Lee Wells, who are cited in the email as justification for not releasing the report, is not even mentioned in the contract. The only part of the Capstone report that was released was a March 10th memo, 4 pages long, with a list pulled from the full report. The scope of the work of the contract shows that the full report was due to the chancellor by the end of January 2010, and then in March 2010, the four-pager came out. There are emails of this district that discuss court. This contract that I've shown you here is a $90,000 contract. Would you pay $90,000 for a four-page memo? That is not the full report. The claim of attorney-client privilege makes no sense here. I'd encourage you to take these materials to a litigation attorney, her, if an attorney-client relationship exists here under this type of a contract. In my experience in litigation, the retention of an expert for litigation purposes is the only way to make such consultant work become part of a confidential attorney-client product, consultant, and the attorney. And usually it shows up on an invoice to the district from the attorney. This is a direct contracting relationship here that we're showing you. I also want to point you to exhibit number 13 of this report that Mickey gave you. Exhibit number, in that exhibit, you will see, this is a separate issue, just agree that instead of processing a change order for all those changes inside of the VDK building, they would make this construction firm build the VDK building out with its internal walls to destroy classrooms within the existing contract. You will see language to that effect being discussed. This was done to acquire a rebid if the total cumulative change orders exceeds 10%. And they, you'll see emails where they say, oh, we're bumping up against it. We don't know what we're going to do. And then, well, they didn't rebid it. Now in IG's report, there is one little interesting thing, despite the fact, the overall fact that it's a whitewash, because it doesn't even address the very issue that the board ordered the IG to study, which was the appropriateness of the expenditures at BDK. You didn't get a report.
1 minute.
On that. Thank you. In the IG's report now, we have learned that the construction contractor has filed action claims. How much of that is triggered by the mismanagement of that contract by trying to make the construction contractor build out the walls in violation of the public contracting code? That is an issue that definitely needs to be looked at, because essentially it may show that the failure and refusal led to a $2 million claim against the district. Finally, the mere existence of litigation does not enable the district to sweep the corruption of Andy Camps behind bogus claims of confidentiality and attorney-client privilege. It gets back to the what I'm beginning to see is dependent bond oversight committee. You are entitled to your own legal counsel.
Time.
And you are not going to get answers until you get your own legal counsel. Thank you.
Again, one question. Is this part of the ongoing litigation?
Well, what I'm doing litigation, according to the district, actually the only case that's currently pending is the CEQA case, so that would, the answer would be no.
That's correct. The other three were dismissed. Taxpayer, there are two claims based on, there's a taxpayer lawsuit at the Van de Kamp proper, the main campus, having to do with the lease to the City of Los Angeles. The second lawsuit was a Prop 39 taxpayer claim regarding the purchase of the Portola property. Both of those were dismissed. And then there was the other CEQA case, the argument being that we needed to conduct an additional CEQA review before changing any of the uses at Van de Kamp. And that case is still going, the first one. But then there was a second lawsuit for the lack of a alleged lack of a CEQA analysis on the Portola purchase. So that second CEQA lawsuit is gone. So the only thing that's remaining is the CEQA lawsuit with respect to the initial lease to the city of Los Angeles.
But was the improper use of funds, alleged improper use of funds, for the interior relayout of a building destroying, you know, purpose, was that in one of the lawsuits that was dismissed?
Yes. That was in the second. It was in the first taxpayer lawsuit that was dismissed.
All right. Thank you very much. Any other questions? As it will keep the rest and whatnot for the next meeting. Richard.
Yes.
You have a report. And thank you for looking at the meeting.
Leading the committee.
Leading the committee.
Yeah, he does.
Around from the subcommittee.
Well,
those who attended, I don't know that I have the names of everyone who's on the committee.
It's on the back here.
Those that attended are listed on the second page.
As it comes around.
Back to the second page. That's what you're about to say.
Can you give me any extra?
Yeah, so much extras here.
The subcommittee brought together to assess the operations of the overall Citizens Oversight Committee met on June the 10th at the we reviewed the past processes that the committee had utilized in its discussions over the years of its operation, the Citizens Committee, the full Citizens. We came up with some recommendations that we've listed here on possible changes, amendments, reestablishment of guidelines and entire plan. That this recommendation is in its entirety to the full Citizens Oversight Committee, or the committee itself, to make determinations whether any of these recommendations would be utilized, undertaken. Obviously, this is not carved in stone. It is only a recommendation, and the committee itself, the full committee, would either accept these or eliminate the recommendations. So with that having been said, I'll go through the recommendations. I would just as soon go through the entire set of recommendations and then come back to those individually if there are comments, or to do it that way.
It will be quick.
So with that having been said, if there's no objection, these are the recommendations for committee procedures and advisory correspondence with the Los Angeles Community College District Chancellor and the board for the June 24th, 2011 meeting. Number one, the first recommendation. The Oversight Committee or Oversight Committee Subcommittee meet with the District Board of Trustees and the Chancellor to establish a method for correspondence of proposed or adopted bond expenditures and strategic plan changes. I should add here, the strategic plan that I'm talking about, plan for the construction, remodel, acquisition of all facilities that would be undertaken under bond-funded programs.
Question the collection of the individual campus plans.
Yeah, it would be the compilation because there's...
So it's really the set, one for each?
Each campus has its own
plan.
And as I understand it, the committee has not seen all of them. Some have, but individuals.
I'll bring them to the next meeting right, so people can see them.
Well, I think Lowen was going to mail them out, the set of them.
He wanted
a set. To members.
I think
it's a pound and a half, I know.
It's more than a pound and a half that you need.
That kills two months.
Okay.
You'd be much better informed if we could get them. I know it's a lot to mail, but we'd be much better informed if we get
volumes.
Well, there are two options.
Let's go through and we'll get back to these points. Recommendation two, reestablish the baseline of each of the district campuses' strategic plan, including their budgets, projects, and schedules, so that we know where we are today. Recommendation 3, determine with the Board of Trustees, Inspector General, perform investigations on issues involving bond funding, including construction projects, contracts with any entity or other undertakings. Recommendation 4, establish a policy for the acceptance of staff recommendations and chairperson, or the executive committee if necessary, if there is one. Recommendation 5, establish a policy for recommendations to the board, to the district board of trustees through written resolutions. That's a typo. That was presented to the oversight committee by the oversight committee chairperson and by the staff, supported by documentation if available and approved by a majority of the oversight committee members. And the second part of that is resolutions would be submitted by the Oversight Committee or the LACCD Board of Trustees. Form of resolutions to be determined by the Oversight Committee and the LACCD staff. Recommendation 6, establish regular meetings of the Oversight Committee with the LACCD Board of Trustees and the Chancellors and future planning, procedures, and policy determinations. Recommendation 7, update Bond Oversight Committee, the Oversight Committee webpage, publish the District Governance and Functions Handbook, update and publish the District's Committee webpage annually, and list approved resolutions of recommendations of the Oversight Committee. And these were presented to the Oversight Committee by the subcommittee members who in attendance, myself, Elliot, and Daniel Schwartz. So if we want to go back to individuals, I think the chair should take over at this point since these recommendations have been presented and recognize those that may want to speak on them.
All right, Elliot, you are in the...
What I'd like to ask about is I thought we discussed but maybe formally didn't conclude upon trying to formalize a means of communicating with the Special Bond Oversight Committee. We don't have one of those, and we wanted to make sure that our work was coordinated and mutually consistent.
Well, I included it in with the Board of Trustees.
Okay. So it's inherent in which recommendation?
The first.
Okay.
Can I address, Elliot, your comments about...
I'm saying sorry about that.
Okay.
It's off. I'm killing you.
Your comments about getting all of the strategic plans, I understand what that volume for people to go through it. I thought we had discussed this idea that we would have the president of each college and whatever real estate representative they wanted to bring along to bring their plan to us and explaining it. And that over a very long period of time, but right. We understand them in much more in depth, have questions as opposed to get 4.5 tons of paper, which I'm not so sure that anybody would get a lot out of.
Yes, we did discuss that, and it doesn't appear here. We did discuss of having presentations, so maybe it's here and
I did not want to expand too far on these. These are general recommendations, and you know the committee itself should make those determinations. But I also want to differ on the idea of it being too much paper. I don't know how this committee can function without having the ability to go through the strategic plans, as that's where we have the charge of making recommendations on whether or the appropriateness of the expenditures that have been undertaken in all of the committees. One of the recommendations here is to make sure that all of those
plans
are linked to the website, where some may say that's adequate. I can look up anything I need to look up on that particular acceptable either way. Some may want the entire stack of paper.
You know, I think that's an adequate, reasonable compromise. If all of those plans, if this is feasible, were presented electronically on the website, then people could read what they want to read. Certainly each college representative should be very familiar with, and I'm not for mine, as I represent.
I think what would be helpful, at least for somebody who
has limited mental abilities like my own. If
don't go there.
If we know we're going to have a presentation on West LA College the next time, then we read that plan. Whether it's transmitted, I'm very comfortable with having it transmitted to me electronically, and that's fine.
Paper,
that's they can elect to do that. But to get that plan, go through it relatively short period of time before we actually hear the presentation, so it means something. And then have our questions, and then move on, and forget about that plan and work on another.
Since all these things exist, if you want to read in conjunction with an upcoming presentation, you can. If you want to go through all of them, if you want to read your college first, just to know what's going on, you can.
Okay. Let's get back to with Tom.
Can I, Steve is in charge of helping update our website.
Okay.
And I think we've got them all linked now, all the master plans linked.
So we can go to the website, we can find all
the electronic copies.
And then just to cut through this, if some of the people on the committee prefer it in paper, and I think that will be a minority, but it could be such. There's one person, and there's less of a burden mailing stuff out.
I don't want to handle this.
I know Lisa prefers having hard copy.
No, but I wanted to say something aside from that.
Okay, I have a kind of a list right now. Let's start with Reginald, and then we'll go to Lisa, and then we'll go to...
Hopefully mine's a lot quicker than the others. I applaud all of these recommendations, and then mine may be more of a procedure. And in deference to the chancellor, they were about being open, and that we can actually ask him for information, and he'll make sure it gets to us, especially in recommendation number 3, in terms of, I don't know how you were planning to do this. It sounded like you wanted the board, this committee, to be able to directly go to Inspector Gamation, and I think the chancellor was saying that, you know, we do have to be concerned about her workload, and he might be helpful in expediting or making sure we got that, and I felt encouraged that he would help us get that. The intent of this sounded like to
formulate a process that we all know what our process will be to make that kind
that
of
could
request.
Include making sure the chancellor is
and that's
board.
With the chancellor and the board of trustees to make sure everyone is satisfied with the
process. You know, I see 3 as setting up a framework for individual requests that would specify, delineate the issues to be considered, a timeline, suggested resources, et cetera.
And the ability to do that outside of the time constraints of this meeting.
Okay, and let's include the chancellor in that recommendation.
Well, it kind of goes into been controlling the IG's workload. So,
And then the other thing, I just want to know, what did recommendation 6, what is that supposed to look like? Is that a joint meeting with the board of trustees and the chancellor? Is that what is... How does that look?
We
go to their meeting,
we had talked about that, but the Board of Trustees has a subcommittee, and that may be the adequate way. Yep. But I think if we go back to 1, you'll see we want to talk with the Board of Trustees and the Chancellor about how we establish all of these.
Yep.
And if it's with a subcommittee and maybe a smaller group of the chair and vice chair, it would be fine. But that's the overall recommendation.
Yeah.
To establish those policies and find out what they're going to be.
So this is a framework, and then the details to be determined by the parties identified.
Okay, good.
I would be happy to respond to this in 2 ways. One, as Richard noted, as part of the board's new organizational structure, they've gone from 7 committees to 4. The Capital Construction Committee, as it's called, it meets once a month. It may be a future venue for you to perhaps jointly develop an agenda. Tom and I basically develop that agenda now with the committee chair. So if at some point we want a very formal program, I would be happy to take that to our board's leadership to say a request has been made to see what about this venue. So that might work. I think also if there is... Richard, an interest on your part in perhaps some small number of your committee meeting with less than a quorum of our Board of Trustees to plan and consider. I would do that with
super.
Board leadership.
Super.
So, and I'm sure they would welcome that. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let me, Issa, you're next. You are next on my list.
Okay, some committees, baselines, policies, resolutions. In the third recommendation, this issue of having our own independent legal counsel, could in number three we include an independent legal counselor to have all the, on that one, and then on number six, updates on bond program achievements, could we also include problems, possible problems and issues, so that we clarify problems as they come up if it looks like everything is going well, when clearly things weren't, probing into those difficulties.
This was on number six, you were just commenting
on
that? Yeah, we had
achievements,
three and
four.
It's Adana. Adana?
Oh,
no,
it is.
Okay.
All right.
We discussed the issue of hiring an independent counsel. And I think we came to the conclusion that we write to hire independent counsel, whether that's a lawyer or a construction consultant or whatever, but we didn't charge at this point for that person to do anything. So we didn't want to just go out and hire somebody for the desire of hiring and spending money.
Preserve the right if you feel
that. And if we have questions that come up, depending on what that question is, then we decide who is the proper professional to hire, and we
hire an outside person that we have resources that we have to consider using.
And it could be specifically for an issue, and not an ongoing outside counsel. But if it was thought to
need, I would like to see one specifically hired on the issue of Antica that we could refer to in all of these discussions.
I think that there's litigation on that. We need to be very careful, and I think that's probably a place where we have to be somewhat careful. But I may be wrong.
Well, I don't know the legality.
And my issue with the council wasn't. I want them to do their job. I want them to tell us no when we're out of bounds. I was not saying that.
Sure.
But what I'd like, and again, I just saw some of it happening. There's a legal way to get around it so that we can continue to get our work done. And as long as solution to get around the no legally, we can move on. Then I think we'll be fine with what we get from our legal counsel here. It's when it's just a flat no, that's the frustrating part. And as long as we get suggestions like we got today, I think we'll be fine. In the same way, if we need engineers, engineering, even the people that work on the bond program, as long as we get somebody pulled from there to come answer our questions, that could also be something that's done. As long as there's somebody here that can...
The chair needs clarity, and it's maybe because I missed a meeting and I sort of out of it. This report is from the advisory subcommittee to us, correct?
Correct.
Let's make sure we have clean the report. It took me a while to figure out that. Now, the council you're referring to is...
Legal counsel or engineering counsel or architectural counsel, whatever. That's what we're seeing.
But it's an entity that may or may not yet be defined.
Right. It's because it's problem specific.
Okay,
I'm
supposed to have at the top of my head, and it's a little bit of terms floating around right now that I think we need to be clear. If we're talking about an entity that we'd like to sometime maybe think about, or an entity that we're existing that we have to work through.
I think we're talking about expertise.
Which is
someone at some time. Sorry.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank Richard and your colleagues and our colleagues coming up with these, and I think the most important part for me when I read this is that we're setting up channels of better communication and more direct communication now that it's with the chancellor to the trustees and et cetera, et cetera. So that's good. Now, the other thing has to do with a better website, right? There are two more colleges that need to be linked up. Mm-hmm. And if not, I know that like Mission College, they have CDs. If all else fails, they'll give me a CD. Okay, then I got the connection of the website. Now, then here's the question about the number three, okay? Because really looking at having our own counsel, I do not know financially for sure. I don't think we can afford it. I don't even know that we have a budget for this. Well, thank you for the food. I mean, you know, we do have something. But in reality, I'm wondering within the college district, there are different expertise groups. And we may sometimes have to kind of trust what do we have within existing resources or in-house, whether from the labor, from the at-large, from the senior, from our bureaucrat, what we bring, understand ever a K-12 perspective. I do not know, you know, if there will be some way, have some resource mapping for us to kind of tap in basis, you know, create our own little resource expert group that we can tap to and have a relationship with until the day that we can have our own lawyer. Never say that we cannot.
I see that these, we won't need to have
I see these can be, you know, later on defined in specifics. And then it can move, depends on the needs.
Yeah, exactly. This is sort of a framework. It's, you know, Richard explained, it's general policy to be made specific with time and with issues that we may or may not have. So we have to have them.
The committee can meet, and I would like to try to meet with you, although I don't think I have any fun. You really used to be there, that we can sit down after this discussion today and look at doing a little refining and then send it to the committee members for a discussion at the next meeting.
Sure. And as Axel has said, to outline an overall broad direction and then the specifics to be decided by the full committee of what operation would be undertaken and move forward.
But I think your comment is that this is not ready for a vote at this point until it's made more specific. And we'd like to work with the subcommittee to make it more specific.
In general, something like this, the subcommittee needs to come to the committee before we're sitting down at the meeting. If there needs to be time to look at it before you come to the meeting to make a vote.
We just mailed out last week.
Huh?
It was mailed out.
It's just that I was out of the room last week.
But at least there was an attempt to do that.
Yeah, and so I'd like to ask if you guys have time, because I know it's summer, and I would join you to meet and look at this.
Sure. I'm sure we can find time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm fine. I'm done. I just want to know we have. I'm sure that you can kind of do some refinement.
That's
correct.
Yeah, that's Laura Lynn, it doesn't have to be a refined copy of that either. If we could have your notes on this discussion when the committee meets, so those of us who didn't write everything down.
Don't want my notes. You're talking about my written notes?
Yeah.
You got the tape.
I have the tape. But
yeah. Or make us a little tape of this part, and then we can see what's coming.
Sure, I can do that.
When the committee meets, and then we, for those of us who may not have written down the things for listening to their listenership.
Members on it. So if you were to join them and make it eight, so I don't know if there's somebody that's on there.
There's even a better way of doing this, I think. The committee, we were advised by council last time that you could have up to seven.
Yes.
And it turns out we have less than seven now because one has dropped out.
So okay, I didn't know who the membership was. That's
right. So the question, I think, to be asked is, would you like to be a SKU? Is there anything wrong with that? I don't see that there's anything wrong with that, but
I think you're at five now, right? You have four.
Well, I think we have one more who couldn't make it.
Well,
the
there are actually seven volunteers to begin with.
Okay.
Only four attended the meeting.
I see.
But of this, no, you weren't at the meeting where there were volunteers.
Oh, that's right.
But it doesn't matter because I'm saying if seven is the maximum, and if you would like to be a member of the committee, unless there's a legal objection to the chair of the DCOC.
I'm not chairing the committee.
Not a problem.
Okay.
As long as you're under seven, you're okay.
Congratulations.
You don't have a quorum.
Okay, who's the sick? Who's missing? Who didn't attend?
The chair at the meeting took down the names.
It's in the minutes.
It's in the last minute. The seven are identified. You're right.
People weren't violently vying to be on the committee.
No, most of us are too busy to do
so
that.
So I think
I had left when I was elected as chair.
That's what I was
asking. Not selected as chair, you were. It was urged that somebody volunteer to be chairman.
I was only kidding.
Nobody was drafted on this committee. It's all volunteer and an open
Okay.
So fine. That's
great. Fine. And we will consider you. And no, I am not chairing it. I'm sitting there trying to.
No, we have a chair.
I know. He's the chair.
And he's
somebody,
really good.
Somebody asks. No.
No.
Anything else on this topic?
I just want to, I really believe that needs to move forward quickly, and that's the how we correspond with the Board of Trustees. The Board of Trustees makes decisions about the expenditures of funds on the bond program. This committee should receive those approvals even after the fact in a written form that we had reviewed those and given our either approval or not approval, but our recommendation. Or not our recommendation,
right.
Or our recommendation against.
So
and we should, in cases where things are brought to us before the Board of Trustees, change in direction, a reestablishment of the expenditures of particular bond funds from one program to the other, that be put in writing and be provided to the Board of Trustees. No, that the Oversight Committee receive that, make a determination, and then provide that in writing to the Board of Trustees as well. So it works both ways. He makes a decision that it is reviewed by the committee and a written recommendation is made, and also if previous to the Board of Trustees making a decision that there is an issue we should recommend on that it also
should clarify. Well,
if I may, and to respond to that important concept and suggestion, thank you for allowing me to just give it, since our chancellor left. Everything the board votes on regarding the bond program is in our agendas, which are online. So, for example, which requires time, of course, in between your meetings to look online. They're posted, you know, every 2 weeks we meet, and our current structure is that our voting is almost all done on one of those of the month is now committees primarily rather than voting on stuff. So it would mean once a month looking online to the district website, board agenda, everything is there. You all, and again, all can see it like anybody, of course. And then if you see something that concerns you, you can individually, not necessarily as a committee because you may not have the opportunity to convene, but you can individually, let's say, an email to the entire board saying, item such and such, page such and such, gee, as a member of the DCOC, I want you to know I have concerns, X, Y, Z. That would be prior to board voting. And then, of course, after we vote, there are not a detailed summary of every item, but if it's on our agenda, we tend to do what we call where we vote what is it called? When we vote the whole thing at once in a calendar. Thank you. It just wasn't coming to my head. So that, for example, after our meeting, if you know we approve the consent calendar, with rare exceptions where something is pulled, one particular item, or amended, which is in fact approved everything that had been on the agenda that you had seen online the week previous. So the exact timing of when it goes online, I believe, is by Friday afternoon preceding our action meeting. And the action meeting, I believe, is our whole calendar of meetings is online for the we do it from July to June. So the coming 11-12 meeting schedule is all online available. Now, does that all sound correct?
That is.
Something more formal than that.
Okay, and that's up to you.
Your proposal is absolutely great, but what we're talking about is that the staff bring us those agenda items that deal with the bond funds that are being expended that might be a change to establishing the baseline through approval of or a recommendation for the strategic plans.
Right.
If there are changes from that the board is making, this committee should receive those from staff and make a recommendation. So we're on record as having seen that.
That sounds great.
The board obviously still has the responsibility and determination, finally, of whether it's going to happen, whether we recommend approval or not. But this committee should be on record.
Right. And again, the staff at this point would be Tom Hall to notify you of any changes rather than just ongoing sort of the stuff we do on a routine basis.
Approval
for
of construction contracts and what have you is not something
We need to spell that out
we
so
need
we understand what's ordinary and what's acceptable.
It's changes in what the overall proposal is.
Yes.
Day-to-day operations, we don't have to approve what our program is. It's changes to that overall strategic plan.
May I also ask those who are on each of the colleges' committees, oversight committees, that maybe they need to think about whether I have anything pertinent I need to say at the meeting the next time because something went on here on campus. I mean, ours, some are much more involved in our uniqueness, but those who do represent a college are should have more information about what's going on if something major is going
well,
on.
Well, now we're getting it. West LA City. For the Redmond people, consists of Howard Berg, I think it's Howard, Sword Smith, Courtney, Rafferty, Richard, of course, and myself. Berg is the one who I think has retired, and we go to place. Berg was the one who made all the sandwiches for the meetings.
I'll think about that.
We didn't talk about that last time, too. We didn't talk about that last
time. Yes, you look like you're...
No, the time.
I have comments, so, and we still have a program update and the dashboard reports, which we have. So may I have a motion for how much time do we have?
I can hand out this information, talk, you know, however long you want me to. However long you want to just hand it out.
I move an extension of up to 15 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody
know?
I don't
know.
Really
do you have
quorum? I don't know.
Yes, there's still eight.
We want to at least put in minutes that we received and.
Yes.
I thought we did, but in any event, we
received recommendations. The and the recommendations. And the recommendation, and what it was said is that we will meet at 5:00
And with no objections, the subcommittee will meet further to define the principles.
And our member, Christian Hover.
Okay, it'll be up to 15. I didn't see anybody opposed. I think we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, maybe we only have 7 left. I'm not sure.
Well, we don't need to be.
We're not voting on anything.
They have 8.
No, we're okay, but we still have 8.
Okay, so what I wanted to do quickly is, you know, I know that one of the concerns is that this committee has not heard some of the first memo that I handed out, because we had a general contractor that went default on us. So we have been working through the legal issues on that, and we have gone through that process. We have an agreement for the sureties taking over the board to the board. I've sent the board a memo stating what that is, and if you want to read through that, the contractor was Diffenbaugh. We had the contractor on four of our projects. One was in the design phase, and that was at Pierce, phase at Valley College. One was in the middle of the construction. The other one was towards the end of the punch list. And then we had one contract at East LA, which was pretty well done with the process. So you wanted to know what this was, one of the negative things that we had to deal with.
Did they go broke?
The surety wouldn't give them any more money. They couldn't get the bonding. So they voluntarily decided to withdraw.
Long time.
So we've had very good luck with in the past. So it was a shame to see that happen. So okay, the second thing I handed out was.
If you want your business to be listed on the.
The second thing I handed out was that are currently. And we give this out on a regular basis, projects that have recently bid, projects that are upcoming projects. So to give you a little snapshot, I've got Todd Cozzolino from the bond program. Want to say a few words, or if there's any?
Sure. Yeah, this is our typical update when we have time for it. The front page is our design bid field, our low bidding results since our last meeting. So the information that jumps out tends to be number of bidders. It's usually a pretty interesting metric. And the delta of the column and the bid amount, which is the last numerical column, rolls up to the bottom, bid activity since the last meeting. You see the delta, our estimate for that work being put on the street was $8.8 million. and our actual bid amounts that we moved forward with responsive and responsible bids was $7 million. So it's still trending up limits, that's, you know, that's a relatively small amount of activity in the last 2 months by our standards. Moving to
I guess there's two other things that are significant here. The ones with that, where there was only one bidder, and substantially under the engineer's estimate, the ones that came in over, you had eight bidders and things of that kind. So there was a good chance to exercise the market to see if you can get the lowest responsible bid.
These are all design build projects?
No, these are all design bid build, which is a low bid.
I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
Well, I think you see the proportion of dollars.
It's a mix.
Yeah, so the front page is design bid build.
That's correct.
Okay, the rest is design build.
The balance is looking forward design build projects that are upcoming with a brief description of where they are at and the balance of the information. Mm-hmm. We're moving forward in the first July meeting, which is the next consent meeting for the board, when the first project on that list that you see, which is a very major project at Valley College, which is the Monarch Center and parking structure. Mm-hmm. That's a project. So that should be a look at that on West 100.
Okay, and that's pretty much the project update. In the process of revising what you will see on there, so you get more information. The July report, when it gets posted, which will be sometime in August after we finish the month of July, we'll have more information on there. So we're working out there for you.
Tom, are you surviving?
So far.
Are we handing these in?
Yes, you should hand those in so that we know.
There's only two left.
Are we
adjourned?
There is no further business.
I move for adjournment.
You're adjourned.
All in favor?
Aye.